Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, December 31st, 2020, last trading day of the year. I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Steve Brown is on vacation today. Our top stories today. Happy New Year's Eve. Stimulus checks resolution. Brexit is finally happening. Leading today's news. An unforgettable 2020. There was no shortage of coronavirus headlines in 2020, and the economic shocks from the pandemic are likely to reverberate for the foreseeable future. Big government staged a comeback, where it became the norm to supplement employee wages and offer direct payments for citizens. A big rethink in economics also changed minds about public debt, with federal deficits ballooning as central banks jumped back into the money printing business. Shocks hit supply chains across the globe and made businesses and governments even more skeptical on their reliance on China. Things were even tougher on the domestic front. Low-paying work in services, where there's more face-to-face contact, took a gigantic hit, while higher up the income ladder, remote offices became commonplace. Stock markets, meanwhile, returned with a vigor that many thought would take years. With planes grounded and travel at a near halt, big oil felt a real threat that the world was getting serious about the climate. Crude prices shockingly went negative at one point, as people stayed home under lockdowns. California, meanwhile, announced plans to ban the sale of new gasoline and diesel cars by 2035, as did many European countries. Eight oil majors even announced an agreement to apply a common set of energy transition principles. This would include a commitment to industry decarbonization, and President-elect Joe Biden promised to rejoin the Paris Climate Accords. New Year's Eve. U.S. stock futures hugged the flat line overnight before the final trading session of 2020. Investors are looking to bid farewell to a pandemic-stricken year and pop open the champagne for breakfast. While trading desks will be lightly staffed, the stock market and energy and gold futures will be open for a full trading session today. The bond market will close a little earlier than usual at 2 p.m. It's been a crazy past 12 months for equities, which started the year at records, then hit a bear market before reaching another record high late in the year. The S&P 500 is up 15.5% for the year, the Dow has advanced 6.6%, and the NASDAQ has soared more than 43%. Perhaps even more notable, the small-cap Russell 2000 has gained nearly 19% year-to-date. Stimulus checks. The late rise in the market yesterday may be a signal that investors are coming to terms with $600 stimulus checks being it for now. Cyclicals led the advance into the closing bell. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer attempted another fast vote on a clean stimulus bill, but Mitch McConnell objected, saying he would not remove election security and Section 230 media reform from his proposal. With a new Congress set to be sworn in on Sunday, the current push for bigger stimulus checks is running out of time. Brexit is finally happening. After 4.5 years, 2 general elections, and plenty of missed deadlines, Britain is finally closing a chapter on Brexit. The UK House of Lords gave the green light to Boris Johnson's post-Brexit trade deal late Wednesday. This was just 24 hours before the country's final split from the European Union. Quote, "The destiny of this great country now resides firmly in our hands," end quote, the British Prime Minister said in a statement. There are still several risks for the UK in the months and years ahead, negotiations on service industries have been moving slowly. Border bureaucracy, new paperwork, and regulatory cooperation can also still cause disruptions. Quarrel over taxes. France has resumed collecting what is known as its digital services tax on U.S. tech giants. Similar levies are set to go into effect in Italy and in the U.K. The backdrop to this, in late 2019, France hit companies like Google, Amazon, and Facebook with a digital tax that equaled 3% of revenues for companies with more than 750 million euros in annual sales. In response, the U.S. threatened to put tariffs of up to 100% on $2.4 billion of French imports, but earlier this year, the parties reached a truce. Now, on January 6th, the U.S. will respond with tariffs on $1.3 billion worth of French imports, which would set up a renewed trade spat over digital taxes for the incoming Biden administration. Jack Ma crackdown. Earlier this week, the Wall Street Journal reported that Chinese regulators were looking to trim the empire of former Alibaba chairman Jack Ma. Ma also now controls the shares of fintech giant Ant Group. Reuters sources now are saying that regulators are looking into the equity investments of Ant Group for any rules violations, including anti-monopoly actions. The investments include dozens of companies, mostly in the tech and fintech space. Emotional support animals. Alaska Airlines will ban emotional support animals from its flights beginning January 11th. This makes the airline the first major U.S. airline to do so, after the Department of Transportation revised its guidelines earlier this month. Now, U.S. airlines have lobbied for the rule change for more than a year, with many questioning whether passengers may be trying to pass off their pets as support animals to avoid paying associated fees. For example, Delta Airlines charges a $125 one-way fee for pets traveling in the cabin domestically and $200 internationally. Pandemic publishing deals. Alden Global Capital is the single largest shareholder in Tribune Publishing with a 32% stake, but the hedge fund is looking to purchase the company outright. That is according to reports in the Wall Street Journal. A deal would have far-reaching consequences for an industry beset by sharp declines in revenue, cost cuts, and a wave of consolidation. Between 2008 and 2019, newsrooms in the U.S. shed 51% of their jobs. That's according to the Pew Research Center. And the pandemic hasn't made things easier for advertising-based media. Tribune owns the New York Daily News, Chicago Tribune, and other local papers, and does have a market value of about $465 million. Shares are little changed this year and closed yesterday at $12.79. In today's markets, not much going on. Japan is closed. Hong Kong is closed. China is up 1.7%, India flat. In Europe at midday, the FTSE in London is trading about 1.1% lower. The CAC in Paris is slightly lower by about 0.1%. And the DAX in Frankfurt is off about 0.3%. Here in the U.S., as we look at futures, slightly lower to mixed. Dow futures down. Effectively flat. S&P futures up maybe 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.3%. Gold is flat. Crude oil is down about 1%. Bitcoin is up about 4% to right around 29,000. The 10-year Treasury yield is flat at 93 basis points. We do have some economic calendar items today, of course. Today being Thursday, we have initial jobless claims at 8:30. At 10:30, we have the EIA natural gas inventory, 4:30 p.m. money supply, and Fed balance sheet. And remember, bond markets close at 2 p.m. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is greatly appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.